come up for me just personally recently is that we had a staff member who was in our housing program for 5 years who went off to do a master's in urban planning, very prestigious university on the East Coast, and came back. And, you know, I wanted to know about her experience. And she said, Susan, for all that we criticize in the city of Portland, our housing authority is incredibly transparent in how they do their work compared to what she had discovered on the East Coast, just trying to put a research project together and literally not being able to get information that should be available to the public. And I've really appreciated watching the housing authority conduct their work in public, share information, and be very responsive to those of us who wanted more information, who wanted reports, who wanted things added to the board packet that we read. And they've done that and been incredibly responsive. And I would agree with Jeff. We have the strongest team we've ever had on the staff, but I think we also have the strongest HAP board I've ever seen. Currently, their expertise, their understanding of the issues, you know, they're very well informed when they come. They get these thick packets, and you can see they've read them. So I'm here to support Jeff being renominated today and just commend them on the way they're running this organization. And we've given them a tough job to do, and I think they're doing it in an exceptional way.
Thank you. Is that it?
That's all who signed up.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Well, Jeff, I really appreciate the opportunity to meet with you and discuss some of the key issues related to working people and affordable housing in particular. And I felt very pleased with our conversation, and I thank you for signing up for this challenging task and the direction that you intend to help lead HAP. So pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman?
I'm also very pleased that you're signing up for another term. The mayor has nominated you. Particularly, I want to thank HAP for its responsiveness to issues around New Columbia and the need to engage and make the area safer for families and kids to enjoy the parks and the open spaces. I know the mayor has been very involved in that as well. But I think that the Housing Authority and the City of Portland really, I think, have gotten out ahead of the curve on that. And so appreciate HAP's leadership in that regard. So, pleased to support you. Aye.
Stan.
Well, I do think we have the best housing authority in the country. Lots of challenges to face, but it's because of leaders like Jeff and a strong staff led by Steve Rudman. And so I'm really glad you're going to keep going. And it's going to be a mix of trying to preserve what we have, do the new exciting approaches like New Columbia, and pay a lot of attention to just the day-to-day management, because there's a lot of these units all throughout the city. And so it's a big job, and I'm glad you're up for it. And it's a pleasure to vote aye.
Potter.
And it's actually an honor for me to vote yes. For citizens who have a passion and donate their time and skills to make our community better and to provide for those in need, and I truly do appreciate it, and I want to thank you and the rest of the board and the staff at the Housing Authority. Thank you. I vote aye. 782 is the remaining.
Authorize a contract and provide for payment for the construction of Portland International Raceway track repairs and improvements.
Commissioner Salzman.
Thank you, Mayor. This item authorizes the pursuit of a contract by PIR to repave and substantially improve much of its track surface. It's important to expedite this work, which is why this has an emergency clause. We want to schedule the work to happen during the fall and winter, which is kind of the track's down season. We've heard from different users of this facility, especially our two-wheel users, super bikes that run at PIR, and our newest user, group bicycles. On Monday and Tuesday, bicycle races are a big success for PIR, and we realize that the track needs to work for diverse groups of people. We have here to answer questions Mark Wigington, the PIR manager, if you have any questions. And then we also have one of the newest groups in town, Greg Baldwin of the Friends of PIR. So I don't know if either one of you wanted to say anything?
Hi, I'm Mark Wigginton, the track manager at PIR. During our economic impact study a year, almost 2 years ago now, one of the primary problems that users identified was the paving at the track. It's deteriorated significantly since the last paving in the 90s, and that's a real safety issue for the users. Just recently, we had a big bicycle accident on a Monday night that took three people to the hospital as they hit a rut in the track that they didn't see in a group, and the whole peloton went down. So it's an important thing to do. This ordinance allows us to do an expedited and quicker purchasing system. Basically, we're pre-qualifying the bidders before the bidding, and that'll allow us to do the paving in the window that we have, which is we've closed. I've created a hole in the schedule from September 17th to November 2nd. Typically, that would be fully booked until the end of October. So we're losing opportunity costs of about $250,000 there by shutting down, and that's part of the cost of the repave.
I'm Greg Baldwin, and I'm here on behalf of the board of the Friends of Portland International Raceway. It's a nonprofit of about 7,000 members that exists for the purpose of advancing three goals. The first is preserving and enhancing PIR as a resource for those who use it as both participants and spectators. The second is sustaining and expanding PIR's civic contribution as an institution in North Portland. And the third is providing guidance and support for the ongoing management of PIR. We simply want to recommend that you approve this. As Mark mentioned, the surface is deteriorated. It is a hazard, particularly to those, as Dan said, on Commissioner Salzman said, on two wheels, less so for those on four wheels. Basically, the surface lift of the asphalt has lost its integrity, and so it is in the process of failing throughout its length. Obviously, the failures are most obvious where they're under greatest stress.
Since this work won't be done till next winter, did you say?
No, this will be done this September if the bids go through the way they should.
But what about the summer events there? Does this pose any risk?
No, we tend to pretty aggressively go after failures as they occur, so we'll saw cut sections out and do a lot of maintenance. One of the things we discovered as we did the process, we core sampled around the track and found that except for the two main sort of old market roads that were Vanport, which have a good base, both ends of the racetrack have literally 2 inches of rock as a base and then 4 inches of asphalt, which is why they're deteriorating. So part of this process will be to go in and create a good solid base, and we should get another 20-year life out of the repave.
I think that's an appropriate strategy. My point simply was, though, in looking at the track, the failures are not isolated, which sometimes can occur because of a particular problem in an area of the subbase, but they are beginning to occur in a variety of places. So I think the integrity of the lift has really been compromised, and as Mark says, the subbase is really inadequate in a number of areas.
Other questions? Okay. Was anybody signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Good. Okay. Call the emergency vote.
Adams?
Well, I had the honor last month to go to my first event at PIR for the bike race, and they gave me a gun.
Which I have pictures of.
Yeah, starter gun.
Did you take it back afterwards?
No, it's in my desk. Starter gun, and really was impressed with the welcome and enthusiasm that you and your team have for the bike races there. They love it, and the turnout for those bike races are in the many hundreds. So I really like the multimodal use of the track. Please vote aye.
Saltzman?
Good job. Aye.
Sten?
Yeah, this makes a lot of sense to get done. It's pretty amazing they didn't build the foundation right on a racetrack, but we'll get it right this time. Aye.
Potter?
Aye. We're recessed until 2 p.m.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam. Give me a second. Yeah.